Rave Radio.
It's Gary Kay. We are live from the show floor here at the Digital Signage Expo in the Sands Exposition Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the 2014 version of the Digital Signage Expo. And I am being joined by George Yunus. Did I pronounce that right, George?
You did.
Senior Vice President of Consumer Global Engagement.
Consumer Engagement Strategies. it's one of those new titles.
One of those long titles. But what it ultimately means is you're in charge of what?
My role really is primarily involved in two areas. Consumer engagement strategies for us is content strategy and creative services, that whole bucket, we'll say, of our business. The other piece of it is the measurement and analytics piece of our business. So we're a pretty accomplished group in terms of handling measurement, metrics, analytics, and predictive analytics services.
And again, he's with Allure Global Solutions, and Allure is a creative content maker, creative content producer, correct?
Right. We're a software provider for basically for digital signage and point-of-sale systems, and we have full content capabilities and creative services for all of that digital signage product line.
So if you want to learn more about them, all you've got to do is go to our video search box and type in A-L-L-U-R-E. We just shot a video on what they do, and that'll be up on our website at ravepubs.com. So the creative content side of digital signage is sort of like it's mysterious, right? It's sort of the black hole for a lot of integrators. It's easy to hang a display. It's easy to mount it. It's easy to manage it across a network. It's not easy to manage the content and create the content. Why is that?
I think you have to understand the business, whether it's the business of the client or the environment that their business is in. You really do have to understand it to drive content to a different level and to have it begin to perform the way that everyone hopes it will in terms of driving return or driving lift. So the problem is everyone says, you know what, I can put together pretty good looking graphics because there's so much stock imagery out there in the world. But when you think about how you have to position the communications overall and what the strategy is around visual content, around, you know, copy and data content, and then the overall way that it supports the business, it's a little more complicated.
It's more than PowerPoint.
A little bit more.
And so what differentiates your software over all the other, there's, you know, 50 different software packages here on the show floor, but we're going to talk to one of your clients here. So for those of you who've been listening to our podcast all day, we've been picking out movers, shakers, interesting and influential people in the industry to talk to about digital signage. One of those is going to be one of your customers from Aramark. And hopefully she's going to talk good things about your software.
We'll find out.
But I understand she's got a really really cool installation that she just did with an NFL team that she's going to talk about, hopefully. But what differentiates your product? Because there are a lot of creative products out here that are creative content products. And, of course, you've got Adobe sort of on this big global scale.
Sure.
That's trying to build sort of a universal advertising platform for all different media. But yours is obviously targeted digital signage.
Yeah, so the reality is that there's a lot of great products on the market. I'm not going to tell you that ours is the only good one or the best one in every single way. What I will say is that essentially you have content that is really geared to support software platforms, right? So our software platforms really are in entertainment market verticals heavily. So from stadiums and arenas, as you mentioned, to theaters, to theme parks and attractions, and then food service, retail and restaurant and commercial food service. So in those areas, our software product shines just because it's really ideal for menuing applications, from ticketing to food menus to loyalty and other programs related to those customer engagements that are regular and consistent. So I think that's one of the strengths. Our content services, honestly, it's the people. The team that I lead, they're incredible. They're experienced and knowledgeable, and they study the industry. They study what they're doing. And I think that's what does set it apart. Most of the software companies typically don't have their own full, dedicated, and competent content services teams. And I think when you combine that with a very strong software platform, that's where you get sort of that extra level of result.
So what? How do you buy a license to your software, or how does that work? Explain to me how the whole process works.
Yeah, it's basically there are licenses for the software. And
it's a SaaS-based product?
Essentially, so the platform is such that based on the scope of your deployment, there are, you know, the number of licenses are determined. So once those licenses are determined, it's a one-time purchase.
Okay.
And then after that, there's just the maintenance and support on an ongoing basis, but that's not a license, that's not a software purchase per se. So it's really an upfront purchase. After that, it's good for the lifetime of the product, and then you just run from there with support. And you can choose support models that offer more of the enhanced content services or not, and run your own content.
And as an integrator, can you make money selling the software as well? Or do you make money on the content that you're creating for the software? Like, how? What's your model?
Our model is definitely built around software. We are a software, again, we are a software provider first and foremost, digital signage and point of sale, and we offer the full integration services, among which is content, creative, as well as measurement and analytics.
So if you're a hardware integrator, you could actually contract with you to do the software side.
Absolutely,
and
we do.
Or if you wanted to create it yourself, you can get your software package to do it turnkey yourself.
And frankly, if you're someone out there who's got your own, you're using some other software platform and you're okay with it from a technology point of view, but you're not thrilled with what you're doing with the content, we're very comfortable coming in and just offering content and analytics services to help you understand what or how or why you might want to change it based on data. And that's kind of the last point I wanted to share with you, is that what really separates us more than anything is our approach towards data-driven design. So we really use insights, we use data and analytics to understand how to modify, alter, or evolve the content so that the client and we are working from an aligned perspective that's informed by actual numbers and information and data. And then we use our talent, our experience to kind of give it that little bit of extra look and feel. So.
And where are you located? We're on the web. How do we find out about you?
Well, we're based in Atlanta, but we are on allureglobal.com, pretty easy, and allureglobal.com.
Allureglobal.com. Okay, so this is a lesson to everybody, because this is the weak point in our industry, is the content and the creative side of it. And it's unfortunate, it's where a third of the money's being made, right? So you're losing a third
or
of
loss.
The opportunity or loss, right? Because... And it's also recurring revenue. So if you look at it over the course of 5 or 10 years, it's way more than a third. It's a third from the beginning.
Sure.
So this is a great way for you to start. So allureglobal.com. George, thank you very much for joining us
today.
I appreciate it. And we're going to be moving on, and we're going to talk to some other important people in the Digital Signage Expo. So keep listening to our podcast all day. Thank you.